How we love the presence of the Lord and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. We can do all things through Christ, the Anointed One, and His anointing which strengthens us. Amen? Amen. Philippians chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. Think about what we have in Christ, the encouragement He has brought us, the comfort of His love, our sharing in His Spirit, and the mercy and the kindness He has shown us. And if you enjoy these blessings, then do what will make my joy complete and agree with each other and show your love for each other and be united in your goals and in the way you think and in whatever you do. Don't let selfishness or pride be your guide. Be humble and honor others more than yourselves. Don't be interested only in your own life, but care about the lives of others. Lord, may your word enter and flow through me and into and through these your children, the sheep of your pasture. We praise you and thank you. Change us, O Lord, we pray. Transform us by the renewing of our minds. Strengthen us by your indwelling Holy Spirit. And guide us into your perfect light, Jesus, the light of the world. Amen. Amen. And so, think about what we have in Christ. Remember, we've talked about rough roads. Something, I'm just going to flock shoot just a little bit here because of things that the Lord has talked to me about, and that is that not only will the Lord get us through rough roads, but he did point out to me that I chose that road that we were driving on. And sometimes we get on rough roads that we're driving on. But that doesn't change God's willingness and ability to help us with those roads. I think that I'm very safe in saying that had the Lord said to me, Roger, don't go on that road, that Vicki would have said, why are you making a U-turn? And I would have said, well, because God said, don't go on this road. The anointing from the Holy One keeps us. We are kept people if we pay attention. The Holy Spirit is always sharing with us. And it's us sharing with Him that makes the difference. Because He is good at what He does, right? We are safe to say that the Holy Spirit is good at what He does. We need to acknowledge that the Holy Spirit is. Just as the Bible says, without faith it's impossible to please God, we must believe that He is and that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. We need to, every believer, everywhere in the whole wide world needs to acknowledge that the Holy Spirit is. Because He is the Spirit of God, correct? He is God. He was there moving over the waters when God was there. And so it's a thing of, it's not just acknowledging the existence of the Holy Spirit, you know? It's like people saying, well, you say you believe in God, and so do the demons, and they tremble. The Holy Spirit is an important, integral, absolutely impossible to be all that we are called to be in Christ without the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit has been really, I think, neglected in the body of Christ. Even in the portions of the body of Christ that believe in the workings and the gifts of the Spirit has been neglected because it's been acknowledged that the Holy Spirit is and that the Holy Spirit can, but the Holy Spirit shouldn't, because it might interrupt somebody. It might disturb somebody. You know, when we were out in the hills, we were at this restaurant, and at this restaurant, where were those kids from that were there, exchange students, or they were there working? They were from somewhere. They didn't speak English, okay? And I can't remember what it was, but it was Anyway, there was a gal and a guy, and they were talking, but they weren't talking English. They were talking back and forth and back and forth. And so finally I just said, where are you from? And they told me and I forgot. But this young gal, I said, oh, I knew it wasn't America because you're not speaking English. Oh, but we weren't talking about you, she said. Was it? Okay. I thought it was a Rovia or something like that. One of those, I thought it was around in a Russian type. It sounded a little Russian to me, but it doesn't make any difference. They were not from America. They were not speaking English, but they were just talking like it was just fine and dandy because that was the language they speak. And yet, we need to be cautious about speaking in tongues. Do you know there are so many foreigners in this world? I can walk around, somebody will say, where are you from? I'm from heaven, you know. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, careful, don't offend anyone. I wasn't offended by those kids speaking another language. I just wondered where it was from. They were concerned that I was concerned that they were talking about me. They could have been and she could have lied to me. I don't know. But we were nice people, and she was a nice gal, so I'm not worried about that. But you see, the thing is, we have this fellowship with the Holy Spirit, and we should take that fellowship to the max. Amen. And so we have this, we bear this treasure in an earthen vessel. And so we have these things that God has said, and he has said that you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. We would like to walk in power, but we need to be careful how we walk in that power. You ever watch the pro football players take the field? They don't come out trying to hide their power. They come out trying to intimidate the others. You know, I mean, like, man, they're just wild, man, because they're wanting to exhibit their power. And they trash talk. You know? They talk their power. They tell what they're going to do. And Jesus did too. Jesus came, told what he was going to do. And we have this sharing in the Spirit. The thing is that we got to start sharing in the Spirit. Not just sharing what the Spirit will give us, you know. I want everything the Holy Spirit will give me, but we can't stop it up. And we don't necessarily stop it up on purpose. We stop it up because we just aren't thinking. You know? Because we're not sold on what the Spirit of God can do. I mean, we acknowledge the existence, but, you know, let's face it, sometimes it doesn't always go our way. And so, why doesn't it go our way? We don't know. So, should we quit? Should we quit? On a rough road of the motorcycle, should I just quit and get off and say, come on, honey, we'll hitchhike and just leave it here, you know? Well, we should at least call somebody to pick it up, shouldn't we? Nah, don't want to drive it anymore. Rough roads are too much for me. Well, when I'm gawking too much on the motorcycle, she thumps me in the back of the head. You can bet she'd thump me at that one, too. Couple of reasons. Don't want to walk. Don't want to give up the motorcycle. But you see, we have these things. We have this sharing in the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit sharing. Are we going to share in him? Are we going to believe that he is and that he is accomplishing the will of God? Or are we going to just leave him on the bench? You see, because here's the deal. And I believe we've discussed this, but we don't mind repeating. Okay, the encouragement that he has brought. Everybody needs encouragement. Everybody does. Everybody might not admit it, but everybody desires it. You know? Do you understand what I'm saying? You like to be encouraged. And if you like to be encouraged, you need to be receiving, above all things, the encouragement of God. And the way that God encourages you is through the sharing of the Holy Spirit. But you like to be encouraged. In the natural, you like to be encouraged. And how encouraging is it when God encourages you? But it's also important when you are encouraged to receive the encouragement. You know what I'm talking about? To receive the encouragement. Thank you for the encouragement. To receive that. Well, you see, then that's the giving thanks to God. The Holy Spirit helps us recognize when God is encouraging us, and the Holy Spirit inspires us to give thanks to God. Now, if at any point in that we don't share in what the Holy Spirit is doing, then we miss the encouragement and we miss the opportunity because we've ceased to thank. The comfort of His love. We all need love. When I shared this with the prisoners, you need love. How do you think they received that? Just like that. They need love. They need love. And you need love too. You need love. That's why Jesus said they'll know you're Christians by your love. You need love. And it's okay to admit that you need love. Give me some loving. I need love. But if we don't receive the love when it's given, we don't really get the love. We need it. And so we have these things from God. Mercy and kindness that He's shown us, okay? We don't recognize the mercy and the kindness that He shows us unless we receive and enter into the sharing with the Holy Spirit. Where did your blessing come from? Where did your good fortune come from? Well, every good and perfect gift comes from God. And so before we ever knew God, God was doing things for us and to us. We just weren't recognizing it. And then the Holy Spirit came to lead us into all truth. And all of a sudden we realized God was good to me when I was not faithful. See, when I was first saved and I would say that, there were some that would say, no, God don't do anything to you or for you until you're saved. And I would say, boy, He must have, or I'd have never got saved. And so then if a person will allow themselves to think about it, they'll see all kinds of places where God did stuff because He said, I'm faithful when you're not. And wow, that had to be God, and that had to be God. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When I first got saved, I didn't know about the Holy Spirit. Because I was told that the Holy Spirit existed, but He doesn't do anything anymore. At least none of those things that make people uncomfortable. Everything the Holy Spirit does makes people uncomfortable. Conviction makes people uncomfortable. But conviction also changes their hearts. This friend of mine that I talked to that assured me that he was an atheist said, I hope you wouldn't think me a hypocrite if I said I sure won't turn down your prayers. No, I think the Holy Spirit's working on you. I think you've opened a door for God to confirm Himself. Last night, my other friend was telling me that they were just kind of praying that he would pass in his sleep. And I said, I want to talk to him one more time. He said, well, I think you've entered the Holy Spirit into his life. I said, I do too, but I don't like uncertainty. So I prayed and I asked God to give me one more chance to talk to him. I tried twice this morning. He didn't answer the phone. So, you know, maybe he's already talking to God. But if I don't get to talk to him again, then I'm going to determine that God did what I asked him to do. And from that platform, I will share because I've been asked to do his funeral. I'm the minister of death. To bring life to dead things, I guess. I don't know. But I'll never turn down an opportunity to help people to know the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Because, Holy Spirit, we need you. And forgive us for neglecting you. Amen? Amen. Anybody here neglected the Holy Spirit? I have. You know. Who prays 8 hours a day in the Holy Ghost? I guarantee you 8 hours never go by without me praying in the Spirit. But it's a gift where I can enter into prayer with Him. And when I catch a vision for that, nothing stops me. And when I forget that, thank God, the Holy Spirit starts me. The sharing in His Spirit. In your life together, think the way Christ Jesus thought. He was like God in every way, but He did not think that His being equal with God was something to use for His own benefit. How are you going to think the way Jesus thought? Sharing in His Spirit. Sharing in His Spirit. There's an interesting thing about sharing in His Spirit. You understand things that you don't understand. I am perfectly willing to acknowledge that I can't and don't think just exactly the way Jesus does, but the Holy Spirit does, and if I'll just join Him, I'll think the way the Holy Spirit that Jesus thought. I'm comfortable with that. I don't have to get it all. I don't have to understand it all. My job's to believe it all. He'll reveal all truth. And if we share in the Holy Spirit, we'll believe that He'll reveal all truth. Just give me time, I'll know. And if I don't know this side, I'll know on the other side, but I will know. But for now, just the thought's good enough for me. See, that needs to be the attitude that we have, because we look and we say, okay, He was equal with God, and He didn't think that it was something to use for His own benefit, and this fellowship in the Spirit is not just for our own benefit, but it is for our benefit. But it's not just for our own benefit. But it is for our benefit. But it's not just for our own benefit. But it is for our benefit. We are people. Do you know what people are like? People like things that benefit them. Be honest, we do. Just as sure as we need encouragement and we need love, we need things to benefit us. We want things to increase. We want things to be built up. But the reason that the Spirit of God does that for us is so that we can, in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, encourage others with what God can do. Evidence. God's given us evidence. Who is the presenter of the evidence? The Holy Spirit. You need evidence, folks. And the more evidence you have, the better possibility you have of winning your case. And God gives you the evidence you need to win. To be able to, at the end of it, say, as Paul did, I ran the race, I finished the course, I'm ready. Now, do you think that everybody agreed with what Paul said about that? Certainly not. There were people that thought God failed them if Paul died. After all, there were people who thought God failed them when Jesus died, and Jesus came back to the life. Evidence. He said, here, this is the deal. Now I'm going to send the Holy Spirit, and He'll be with you. And it won't be just John leaning on my chest at dinner. Y'all. I don't know if any of you have listened to the 2014 Believers Convention, but in that, Creflo Dollar talks about when he had the cancer, and then he went in and he had a CAT scan, or whichever one they put you in the tube and take the picture of you. And they took this picture of him, and the doctor said, I don't know what's going on here. He said, I saw the cancer before. The numbers light up like a Christmas tree, but it's not there. And as the pictures were being revealed, he said, I'm sitting there. My son was sitting there with me. And we're sitting there, and the image of Jesus was on the screen. He said, there's a man living in me, the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ in you, your hope of glory. Sharing in the Spirit. The Spirit gives us evidence. Do we receive the evidence? If we receive the evidence, then we become witnesses. We're not only witnesses to the crime of his crucifixion, we're witnesses to the joy of his resurrection. And we're confident of these things. We're confident. Hey, when we pray, God hears us. And if we know he hears us, we know we have the things that we ask when we pray. How do we know that? The sharing of the Spirit, because the Spirit bears witness. He is a secret too good to keep. Because he's the one that opens the hearts and the minds of people to the truth of the gospel. The almost too good to be true news. But it is true. And if the Spirit doesn't draw, then they don't get drawn, but the Spirit can't help but draw because that's what the Spirit does. And so it's not an accident, it's a sharing of the Spirit. An opportunity to reveal Christ to someone is a sharing of the Spirit with you. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. Release the power of God. And the Holy Spirit's doing his part. We don't have to see it. Okay? The friend that wanted me to talk to the friend, and the friend that said to me, you've revealed the Holy Spirit to him. The friend that said that was the friend that said, don't call us, we'll call you. And he was honest, because now he always calls me. Now he always texts me. And through that, he's learning to enjoy these blessings. See, because remember, we said that Paul said in the easy-to-read version, if you enjoy these blessings. And I believe that he was saying you should be enjoying these blessings. Because you see, like in the King James and the New King James, it says, if there is any comfort, if there is any encouragement, if there is any fellowship with the Holy Spirit. If there is, he's saying there is, and so you should be in on it. Because if we say there is not, then we lie and we don't know the truth. But folks, we know the truth. And we know the truth that God is faithful. And we need to have such confidence and take encouragement from him that he does hear us and he can do what he says he will do. And based on that, then we pray and believe that God is accomplishing his perfect will in the earth, and we can be comfortable with that. Can't we? We don't need to just make a U-turn or desert the vehicle on a rough road. We just need to pray and fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Amen. We need to listen for the guidance of the Lord. Believe me, I was perfectly willing at any point in that. If God said, you better turn around, to turn around. He never said, turn around. And when we got all through with it, I wondered, why didn't you tell me to turn around? And he said, but look at the confidence you have now. Why does it matter to him for me to have confidence to ride a motorcycle? Because he loves Vicky, he wants her safe. I don't know. But in that, I can see other spiritual lessons, because I think riding my motorcycle is spiritual. I think it was his idea, and I think that he talks to me a lot there, so it is. But he teaches us, he trains us, and if we will enter up with him, if we will share in the Holy Spirit, we will find out, my, there is so much more. And when you know there's so much more, you just got to share it. And, hey, everybody isn't going to gobble up and ask for second helpings. That doesn't make any difference. What makes a difference is that we share in the Spirit, and then we share what we have in the Spirit, and release the Spirit to work in those places. I mean, it's still amazing to me, but not so much anymore. After so many years, I can sort of understand it. But when somebody who says you need to try Jesus can't believe you found Jesus, after you found Jesus, it's like he didn't have a lot of confidence in what the Holy Spirit could do. I'm telling you, when somebody that seems as though they are a hard case, when they share with me that God spoke to them, I don't say I can't believe it. I say, glory to God, I want to. Makes me want to jump hallelujah, shout hallelujah. You know? Because it's just more proof. God will give us the evidence. We just need to share in the Spirit. And if we neglect the Spirit, we won't see the evidence, we won't believe the evidence, and we will become dry and dead. Not one movement of God ever started without the Holy Spirit. But many dry up and die neglecting the Holy Spirit. You see, he can't be Holy Spirit in name only. He must be Holy Spirit involved. And the gospel is an offense to people that are perishing, so why should we think there's something strange about people being offended by the grace and the mercy and the love of God, represented by the Holy Spirit? That shouldn't be a surprise, should it? But that shouldn't cause us to quit and turn around. That shouldn't cause us, you know? Well, these people don't like to pray, so we shouldn't pray. These people should just pay attention while we pray. We might make people in the restaurant uncomfortable. If we pray, then we should pray louder. Maybe not to be obnoxious, but we certainly shouldn't go, okay, everybody bow your head 3 seconds. Okay, now hopefully we didn't offend anybody. You know? I mean, because after all, Christ is an offense to those who are perishing. Well, if somebody's offended, I got news for them. Revelation, you're perishing. Might open a door. Who knows? That sharing in the Holy Spirit. Thinking like Christ did. How do you think like Christ did? The Holy Spirit reveals it to you. And reveals it to me. And so how should I think? Should we think like Christ did? Or should we think in ways that make it more comfortable for everybody else to live in the world? How many people did Jesus make comfortable that were religious? Zero. But he healed all the sick and he cast out all the devils. And he had mercy and compassion and no condemnation for anybody because they didn't know any better. But now after we've met him, we do know better. And he came that we might have life and have it abundantly. And so we should be experiencing that life in Christ Jesus. If Jesus prayed to his Father in John 17 and said, I want my people to be completely happy, I need to be completely happy. And if everything doesn't make me happy, I need to enter into sharing with the Holy Spirit until I just get happy because I can always, it's the joy of the Lord that gives me strength. It's the joy of the Lord that sees me through. It's the joy of the Lord that encourages me. It's the joy of the Lord. And so then I have a choice. I can sit in my miserable pot, stay miserable, or I can say, well, wait a minute. I think I'll move. You know? Linda, have you ever been tempted to move back to that other house on the place? No? Well, why not? Smaller, easier to clean. Yeah, see, we're not tempted, and yet in the Spirit sometimes we're tempted to go back. Or we're tempted to just stay where it's comfortable and it's not a offending anybody and we're not getting too carried away. And we're just saved and going to heaven. But you know, there aren't too many people that I've met that are just saved and going to heaven, that are living in victory, or living with confidence, or enjoying fellowship with the Holy Spirit. They're just somehow going to heaven, suffering through, going to church when they have to, praying in emergencies, but I'm going to heaven. If that's all I had, you know where I'd be. I'd be down at Charles for the football games. I'd be where people could have fun. Going to hell. Because waiting to go to heaven is a little bit like going to hell. Because they're not enjoying all that the Lord has for them. And it's going to be a serious culture shock when they show up at heaven and find out what they missed. And hopefully get in. Sharing in the Spirit. Sharing in the Spirit because the Holy Spirit came to reveal all things. You share in the Spirit, you'll recognize the encouragement of God. You share in the Spirit and you'll feel the comfort of His love. I like the comfort of His love. I like it when He just come and sits down on me. And fellowships with me. I love His mercy and kindness. And I love that by the Spirit of God, I can recognize it. But not only recognize it, by the sharing in the Spirit, I can extend it to others. Share in His Spirit. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that this will begin a work in each of our lives, that it will intrigue us and entice us and to just open up, to share in the Spirit and the Spirit's work in our lives and in the Spirit's work in this world, and that we'll find ourselves thinking like Jesus did. In His name we pray. Amen.